This is day two of the 2023 four-day retreat in Springwater. It's a cloudy, somewhat wet, brisk day. With at times some sunlight poking through the clouds. A reminder that no matter how thick the cloud cover, sun is there. Some sunlight. To say that there are times in giving a talk or doing readings that tears flow here. It's not that I can detect out of sadness or whatever. It happens and it's okay. There were a couple of possible topics that came up over the last day in private meetings and from the group yesterday. And I'll just read what they are and see if it's possible to put it all together somehow. We'll see. Someone brought up the question or the observation of uncertainty yesterday. Maybe stemming somewhat from the talk and talking about Susan Shep and her passing, and so how quickly it all happened, and so unexpected. And just to say, somebody helped clarify that maybe using the word shocked, although that word was kicked around, was it really the best word, a way of describing it? There's a technical definition of that, and that really wasn't what was being pointed to when people did say that I was shocked. So I was wondering more to say it was a jarring that things unfolded as they did. So maybe this question came up from that and the discussion, this observation of uncertainty. Maybe how to deal with that in our lives. another question that came up sort of indirectly in a private meeting, and it also was a question, I think it came up in a dialogue, a facilitator dialogue some time ago, and that is, what is the relationship between what we do here and what is going on in the world? Relationship between taking some time, being quiet, still, watching what is going on in this, what we call body mind, becoming more intimate with the movements, thought, emotion, reactivity. Maybe coming upon moments of stillness. Noticing a drop of water on a leaf. Wholeness, completeness of that. Maybe for just a moment to see one another as oneself. Not separate. When there's some quieting down of wanting, fearing, then the other topic is relationships. Difficulty in relationship, challenges we face. I remember correctly when this person mentioned uncertainty in the group yesterday. They mentioned that one thing that is certain is that all of us sitting here will one day pass. So one certainty, there's one certainty. There's some wondering here, looking, is there anything else that is certain? And it's been mentioned a couple of times already in this talk, one thing that came up is certain that when the clouds have parted, it is certain there is no separation between what we call me and the world. oneself and the world. I was talking to a friend yesterday about the cumbersomeness of words and trying to come up with best words, and as she pointed out, and it's so true, and it's seen here too, that at times one can only fall silent. For the moment, touching that stillness that's at the core of this being. And what also came up around this question of certainty and uncertainty, in how to live day to day with what we call uncertainty, not knowing how things will unfold in our lives, relationships, in our job, in our plans, maybe for a new job, business. All the events of the world, how uncertain things are. What came up around that was that there's a certainty here of the helpfulness of what we call this work. In meeting what comes up, inwardly trying to coming up with examples right here, dealing with some physical issues and before the retreat, the thought came up, am I not going to be able to walk anymore? And seeing the way thought is ready to catastrophize, feeling a little bit of the pain here of what that thinking generates in the body, seeing that, and for the moment or the moments of where there's presence, not going there, just not avoidance, it's seeing clearly where that kind of thinking leads. And underneath it all, we really, really doesn't know. Seeing reactivity in relationship with Lisa, talked about this at other times, the strong conditioning here, protectiveness, and as we all know that these unlooked at, unexamined conditionings, what they do in the complexities of our relationships, especially the more intimate relationships, but also partners or children. So it's not perfect, but to be more aware and sensitive to that coming up. And being with the discomfort of, because that's where it's coming from, right? Fear, discomfort of what's going to happen. So when we try to control, but when that it's seen, staying here, and if there's discomfort, being with that, what is that? Brought up in a meeting, this aspect of a relationship that is difficult is this sense of being misunderstood, which is very relatable here. Might feel at times like one's very life is being threatened. Feels that way. Really not the case. So when it's possible, if there's enough awareness, presence, whatever words we want to put on it, and it's not all the time, 100%. As was pointed out, sometimes the conditioned reactivity, the energy is up. Awareness not quite as strong, and something gets spilled over. And is it possible to wonder about blame? Blame right here. That, and then add, that just adds to the possible suffering. Is it possible to see that there's no one to blame? Now, I don't want to get into the whole legal system in our country or anything like that. I'm not talking about that, but right here. That there's some very strong conditioned wiring that, depending on how attuned we might be in the moment to what is going on, might get acted out. And if there's a lightening up of blame here, it's the possibility of not getting so caught up in the external, what we call blame game. Which also impacts the possibility of more healthy, caring relationships with each other. Doesn't seem to be a retreat where I'm giving a talk that goes by that this topic doesn't come up. So it's seen here as so important because it's our life. Day to day, whether with an, we call it intimate partner or work, being on staff at a retreat center, wherever we are, wherever we find ourselves. So that is certain here, that this interest to wonder, observe what is going on here, helps to clear the clouds. Helps to find some semblance of equanimity. Mentioned it in the group yesterday. Somebody had once asked, I don't remember exactly how the topic was going in a group dialogue about coming to spring water, doing this work, why, whatever, however it was coming up. And Tony said something like, well, maybe we'll be a little less neurotic. I wondered whether the person was expecting much more grandiose response. But the beauty of Tony is, if it was the next day, it might have been a whole different response. It's usually very much in the moment. I'll say maybe a little more love in our relationships. A little more care. Consideration for each other. Maybe. Just at times. So there's some words about certainty, uncertainty, relationships, what does this have to do with all that's going on in the world? Which at times seems more and more like a horror show. Person created horror show. So I'm not just talking about natural disasters. Coming into the retreat, it was getting to the point when one was afraid to look at the news. sensing almost some feelings of guilt coming up to turn on the tap water and have water. And know that millions are being denied the most basic necessities of life, not because of natural disaster, but why? Why is this happening? And I don't mean to get into politics. But rather, what comes up here around this, apart from to some degree being in touch with the news, and as was talked about in a private meeting, we really need to be careful with ourselves and respectful for one's own physical and psychological health and well-being, so that we have the energy and the attention to do our what we need to do day to day. So to be mindful of that, how much intake this organism can handle. And I've read or heard that really with the amount of social media out there, it really isn't designed to take it all in the way that it's available. And the repetitiveness of videos, and people have cell phones now, so it's the horror show is just there for the taking at any moment. So to also be aware of what sensitivity to what this organism, body, mind, whatever words we want to put on it, can taking. And as was discussed, taking these scenes and then feeling helpless too, and having to be with that, a sense of helplessness, maybe despair, just understandable. Maybe we're not so helpless. And I'm not saying to get on a plane and go to Gaza and with one's bare hands pull away the rocks to rescue someone. No. To look and wonder what is going on here. Seeing what we might call a vengeful thought, somebody's said something or done something that has hurt one's feelings, and thought kicks up some subtle way of getting back. Seeing that and not going with it. We're the perpetrators, and we're those who are victims. All of it. All of it. Again, one can only fall silent. The words don't quite meet it. I'll try some more. This is the world. Relationships with each other, our day-to-day living and dying. So maybe we're not so helpless. If there's interest to watch, what is going on here? What I say and do impacts the world. Not to think of it as a burden. No choice. That's how it's seen here. I was asked if I could read a couple of poems that are related to this topic. They're brief. Usually they're read at the end of retreat, the last talk. But I was asked if I could read them now, and okay. First are from the book One Robe, One Bowl, the Zen poetry of Ryokan, who was a Japanese Zen monk hermit, lived around the turn of the 18th century. Thinking about the people in this floating world, far into the night, My sleeve is wet with tears. When I think about the sadness of the people in this world, their sadness becomes mine. And this is by Rumi, 13th century Sufi mystic, Muslim poet, lived in what was then called Persia. Talked about things that are amazing. This is the 13th century. Outside the freezing desert night, this other night inside grows warm, kindling. Let the landscape be covered with thorny crust. We have a soft garden in here. The continents blasted, cities and little towns, everything become a scorched, blackened ball. The news we hear is full of grief for that future. But the real news inside here is there's no news at all. I'll end there.